Dr. Alden dictating. Psychiatrist. Progress note / medication review. First name is S like Sam, H like Harold, I like individual, R like Roger, L like Lovey, like Elizabeth, Y like Young. Last name S like Sam, T like Thomas, I like Roger, A like Apple, U like University, B like Boy. Case number 126754. Today is January 23rd, 2013. Recent behavior presentation. Staff not reporting any new behavioral problems, no recent reports of noncompliance, no recent reports of depression or anxiety, no recent reports of paranoia or psychosis, no recent reports of noncompliance, no recent reports of eating or sleeping problems. She does come out of her room daily. Review systems. Eyes negative, ears, nose, mouth, throat negative, cardiovascular positive for congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation with pacemaker, respiratory is negative, gastrointestinal is negative, genital urinary is positive for chronic renal failure, muscular is negative, integumentary is negative, neurological is positive for dementia, endocrine is positive for hypothyroidism, hematologic / lymphatic is negative, oh no, I'm sorry, is positive for anemia, allergies and immune is positive for allergies to ACE inhibitors, penicillin, nitroglycerin, Lyrica, and sulfa. Mental status exam, the patient was up in a wheelchair in a room, she's awake and alert, her hygiene and grooming are good. Her weight is 124 pounds. She's 5 feet 6 inches tall, and her respiratory rate was 18. Her muscle tone and strength appeared fair. No irregular movements were seen. Her speech was not very spontaneous, but she's verbally responsive, and it's coherent and normal flowing. Her thought process showed some confusion, no loose associations. She did not appear to be responding to internal stimuli. She did not express suicidal ideations. She did not express any delusions or paranoia. Insight. Insight and judgment show some impairment. Or she's oriented to herself and her room. Memory, recent remote show impairment. Concentration seemed within normal limits. Funded knowledge seemed adequate. Mood seemed euthymic. Affect was smiling. No complaints of side effects, no lethargy, no tremor seen. Current medications, Celexa 10 milligrams daily, Aricept 10 milligrams daily. Namenda 5 milligrams twice a day, Risperidone 0.25 milligrams on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and 0.5 milligrams at bedtime on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Labs, April 30th, 2012, glucose is 91, GFR was 19, assessment is dementia, Alzheimer's type of depressed mood and behavioral disturbances. Currently mood and behavior are stable. Medications appear effective in treating your symptoms. Plan, continue the donepezil / Aricept 10 milligrams nightly for dementia. Continue the Namenda 5 milligrams twice a day for dementia. Continue the Celexa 10 milligrams daily for depression and anxiety. Continue the Risperidone 0.5 milligrams a night on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, and the 0.25 milligrams Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays for behavioral problems, agitation, paranoia. AIMS testing done today. Primary care physician to follow up medically. The benefits of the medications outweigh the risks. Is the patient stable? The dosage increase is not necessary at this time, but dosage reduction would be contraindicated. And then this is the end of the dictation. Thanks.